Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cryptid Corner. Once again, this is Casey. I'm going to be your host. And this week, we are going to be discussing a creature known as the Ahul, if I'm saying that correctly. It's a creature from Indonesia, the jungles of Java. It's said to live in like the deepest parts. It can be found like across most of Indonesia, is how it's said. Subspecies can be found on the nearby island of New Guinea in the form of the Ropin, which is another... it's said to be like the cousin of the Ahul. It's like another cryptic creature. The Ropin has a long snout, large wings, and a long, thin crest. The Ahul, though, has a distinct face that has features of both of chimpanzees and a bat's. Large dark eyes, red-skinned wings, large claws on its forearms, and is covered in gray fur. So it's a lot like a giant bat creature, pretty much. And it's said to have a wingspan of like 18 to 28 feet. So, I mean, if that says anything to its stature and its size, and, you know, or that could be 6 to 9 meters. And that is like 3 to 4.5 times the size of the largest bat known to man, the flying fox. And those bats are pictures, like I haven't seen one in person. I don't know if the pictures are like optical illusions or if they do it justice at all, but those pictures are huge, like for the flying foxes. So you can only imagine it's 3 to 4.5 times the size of the largest bat known to man. Although it mainly eats like local fauna, such as large fish, it will opportunistically occasionally attack humans, or it's said to, most likely because the animal is extremely territorial, and it's as I said, an opportunistic, which means that it will attack larger prey when the conditions present itself. So like if it's convenient, pretty much. One scientist actually theorized that the creature may be related to another cryptid other than the Ropin that we mentioned earlier, the Kongamato. It's Kongamato. I'm sure I'll cover that one in another episode, as we travel down, the list of cryptids and creatures and legends and folklores of the world. I'm sure we'll come across it. This description describes more of like a bat-like creature than a reptile one. It may be closer, like the Ahul may actually be closer related to yet another cryptid, which is the Orang Bati, ORANG BATI. It is said that female Ahuls, they're supposed to be very social, while the males live like a solitary existence. The females like living in groups, and the females and their young remain together until the offspring are fully mature and capable of breeding. And these are all like, of course, it's all up for speculation, none of this is written in stone, as I mentioned several times, just to make it, apparently clear, because I don't want some people to think that, I just accept all of this as a inevitability, or that is true, just because I'm finding it on the internet. But I'm just saying, like, what was said about this creature by folks out there, or whatever, Ahuls are said to be omnivorous creatures, so they feed on a range of food sources, but it will consume large amounts of flesh if the opportunity presents itself, as we mentioned. They are highly successful predators, being the size that they are, and they're preying on a range of animals, from cats and vermin to full-grown humans. Ahuls allegedly hunt their prey by stalking them through the forest and while swinging upside down from branches. As the creature's large size can be easily detected if you were to... If it were to like track its victims from the skies, you'd be able to see it. Stalking usually lasts for several minutes before the Ahul drops down from the treetops to its victims. Jaws open wide, and they just engulf the prey with their large wings whilst devouring, delivering a fatal bite, or just eating them. And of course they're supposed to have razor sharp fangs as well, because why not? Why not make it more terrifying? they aim for the neck, and they crack the spine and sever the brain, the spinal cord to the brain in that area, and that's how they attack. There's been only one, like, a main account of a sighting that I could find for the Ahul, and we'll get into that after the break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So, one account of the Ahul occurring like, it, excuse me, one account of the Ahul sighting occurred in 1925 when a naturalist, Dr. Ernest Bartels, son of noted ornithologist M.E.G. Bartels, was exploring a waterfall on the slopes of Salik Mountains when a giant unknown bat, the Ahul, you know, for lack of a better word, flew directly over his head. And 2 years later, in 1927, around 11:30 p.m., Dr. Ernest Bartels encountered the Ahul again. And this time he was laying in bed inside his thatched house close to the, I'm not even going to attempt to say the name of this river, I'll spell it like I do with most things, T-J-I-D-J-E-N-K-O-L. It's a river in western Java, and so he was laying in bed in his thatch hole side that river, listening to the sounds of the jungle, when he suddenly heard a very different sound coming from almost directly over his hut. This loud and clear cry seemed to utter "Ahul," you know, and that's hence the name, where the name of the creature comes from is actually from the sound that it makes, and that's "Ahul," like a really stretched out one. Grabbing his torch, Dr. Bartels ran out of his hut and in the direction of the sound and the way he thought that it was coming from, and less than 20 seconds later, he heard it again. A final Ahul, which floated back towards him from a considerable distance downstream. As he would recall many years later, he was transfixed on the sound, not because he did not know what produced it, but rather because he did, and he feared, you know, it was an Ahul. At one time, Bartels had suggested that perhaps the creature was not a bat at all, but some type of bird, like possibly a very large owl, but this theory did not sit well with the others. It was greeted with passionate denials by his friends, who assured him in no uncertain terms that they were more than capable of distinguishing a bat from a bird. Like, you know, so they were like, no, you know what you've seen. Bartels' accounts of the Ahul were passed down to the cryptozoologist Ivan T. Sanderson by Bernard Havelmans. By Bernard Havelmans, I think that's how you say his last name. And after much research, Sanderson concluded that the Ahul is a form of unclassified bat. Sanderson took special interest in the Ahul because he too had met with a creature that fit the description, but not in Java. His encounter took place in Asambo Mountains of Cameroon in the western Africa. Sanderson thought that the Ahul could be oriental form of the giant bat-like creature he witnessed in Africa. This creature was known by the African natives as the Kongamato, like we mentioned earlier. And like I said, we'll probably have an episode dedicated to that, just because I'm sure there was different sightings and you know, more stories to tell about that creature, even though it's closely related in like descriptions to the Ahul. We'll probably still cover that. And some researchers have suggested that the Ahul may be a surviving population of Petrosaur, a flying reptile thought to have gone extinct around the time of the dinosaurs, some 65 million years ago or so. Indeed, the description of the Ahul does match like what we currently know about the Petrosaur species. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, pterosaur? Yeah, pterosaur species, including large forearms supporting leathery wings. Yeah, pterosaur. I'm almost like a pterodactyl. You know, I pronounced the P before I messed that one up. The majority of the investigators seem to agree. They seem to agree with the fact that it could possibly be a surviving, you know, species of this creature. However, that the Ahul is more than likely a form of an unknown giant bat. Looking to the creature's reported facial features as evidence against like a flying reptile, you know, it didn't really fit. So a lot of people are like, okay, if this thing is real, it's more likely to be some species of large bat that we just don't know about, as opposed to a surviving pterosaur, because that's just harder to believe. A third and less popular theory, though, also based on the reported facial features of the Ahul, is that the beast may be the world's first reported case of a flying primate, because it's often described as having like a very primate looking face, almost like a gorilla in some instances. You know, regardless of which theory it is, a lot of people suggest that it's just a matter of time before, if the Ahul is real, that it's exposed, because there's been like a lot of destruction to the Java's rainforest, and that would be the Ahul's habitat. And you know, that if that's where it's living and the habitat is shrinking through you know, the destructions of modern man, you know, then it's either going to come out hiding, and we'll know what's going on with it, or we'll know that it never existed at all. So that's kind of interesting, and you know, it's kind of sad that that much of the rainforests are being destroyed. But that's a subject for another day. That's all we're going to have today on the Ahul here at the Cryptic Corner. As always, I've been your host, Casey. Just a few closing remarks here. You can always check out Cryptic Merch, and that's going to be at crypticmerch.com, and merch for the show. And in the past few episodes, I've really been stressing about new merch designs, and they are coming. I've just been really behind here lately. And that's no excuse for the listeners, but it will be coming within the next like 2 to 3 weeks, ready to go. For everybody that's waiting for the new merch designs. Once again, you can find that at crypticmerch.com. You can also follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook to find bonus content. I post weekly photo albums regarding the creatures. The weekly episodes are, it's not always a creature, sometimes it's a legend, so it's kind of spotty there, but I try to include some sort of physical things that you can look at, so that way you can kind of relate to what we're talking about in the episode. It makes it easier to follow along with what I'm describing with visuals, and at least it does for me anyway. So and if you'd like to be a bonus guest on the show, or you just want to reach out, you know, with a experience you've had with cryptids, lore, anything strange, you can always contact me. You can either reach me on Facebook and using the handle at the Cryptic Corner, or you can contact me directly via email, and that's going to be kccryptic@gmail.com, and Casey is in Casey, and that's kccryptic@gmail.com. Also, you know, just a reminder, if you guys are enjoying the show, please, please, please rate and review, because it helps grow the show tremendously. It makes it where people can find the show a little bit more organically as well. That's it for the Cryptic Corner this week, guys. Remember, stay creepy.